Welcome to The Medicine Show, a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music, laughter, and hopefully some insight. I'm Christopher Hyman with Jason Lawrence here too. Tonight's guests are Nyana Hyman, the duo of DC Whalen and Dea Lund, and Thomas Beckman on CITR.ca, 101.9 FM in Vancouver. From Coast Salish territory and Musqueam land, Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. We would like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. You are listening to Farewell Bend by John Swift. Tonight's prescription is knowledge about Gnosticism. After every exile, there is a return. After every destruction, the ruins can be rebuilt. After every crisis, there can be a rebirth, if we have faith in God's faith in us. This cultural rebirth occurs in creative minorities. The people of God exiled in Babylon are an example of a creative minority who, despite being in exile and surrounded by a more powerful and often hostile culture, were commanded by God to build houses and settle down, plant gardens and eat what they produce, marry and have sons and daughters, find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there, do not decrease. Also seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you in exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Creative minorities find themselves withdrawn and distant from what they know and find comfort in. This distance enables them to see the myths and blind spots of their own culture, to reject these myths, and find a greater dependency in God. This dependency on a source of power and truth outside of the dominant culture leads creative minorities to refresh and reinvigorate ailing cultures. To become a creative minority is not easy, because it involves maintaining strong links with the outside world while staying true to your faith, seeking not merely to keep the sacred flame burning, but also to transform the larger society of which you are a part. After encouraging the creative minority living in exile in Babylon to seek the peace and prosperity of that city, God warns his people, "Do not let the prophets and diviners among you deceive you. They are prophesying lies to you in my name. I have not sent them." The creative minority would face a temptation to abandon their godly calling. In our time, we also face a similar temptation, wrapped in spiritual language, reshaping our dreams with lies. Over 50 years ago, Martin Buber discerned an emerging and destructive trajectory within society. He warned that a new religion was being proclaimed. This new religion could be detected in an increasing obsession with the self, with personal development, and the preference of spirituality over religion, and with therapy over communion with a transcendent God. It was the elevation of the self above God. Although this religion seemed new, it was the return of an older strain of thought. It was the return of Gnosticism, the gospel of self. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would help us to see that our lives are not about us and what we can get out of life, but are about you and your glory for our good. Help us to remain humble. Soften our hearts. Give us eyes to see where we can be of service. Help us to love you and love our neighbors with all our hearts, souls, minds, and strengths. Strength. Amen. And when we come back, we're going to hear from Nyana Hyman.
Why not hear from her now?
Well, we could.
Yeah, I'll take over.
You can. Okay, okay.
We're going to hear. Hi, this is Jason. How you doing? Thanks, everybody, for listening to The Medicine Show on CITR. And that was Christopher Hyman. And he's been doing the show splendidly for the last several months. He's going to be playing with his daughter, Nyana Hyman. So, Nyana, you've been attending this school of Sarah McLachlan School of Music, right?
Yes.
And how's that been going with you?
It's been pretty good.
Yeah? You're learning a lot? I heard you projecting and sounding pretty soulful out there in the lounge.
Yeah.
So, what song are you going to be singing for us today?
It's called Ho Hey by the Lumineers.
The Lumineers, how appropriate. We're going to be illuminated by religion and Gnosticism tonight by Christopher Hyman.
And if we're lucky, we'll generate some Deepak Chopra quotes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so that was another thing is that in the past we've had a theme of trying out something that we found on the internet. Well, Chris found this thing that Deepak Chopra has been known for giving these quotes that were just a bunch of...
Truthiness.
All a bunch of jumbled words together that didn't necessarily, to him, create wisdom. And so he found this thing on the internet that is... Someone noticed that a lot of his tweets on Twitter was like that. No, knowledge-y and not really. It was really nonsensical. So like they downloaded all of his quotes from his Twitter feed and compiled them into a database. And you can press a button and generate a quote using his words. And they all sound very Deepak Chopra-y.
Very deepity.
Deepity-do.
Truthiness.
So we might press the button a couple times tonight. Have a good time. Enjoy the medicine show. We've got Nyana Hindman with our host, Christopher Hindman. Go ahead, guys. Is there okay? Are everything okay?
Yeah.
Go for it.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. I've been sleeping in my bed. So show me family, all the blood that I will bleed. I don't know where I went wrong. I don't know where I went wrong. But I can write a song. With you, you belong with me in my sweet heart. I belong with you, you belong with me in my sweet. Hey! Ho! Hey! Ho! I don't think you're right for him. Took a word of mine. Took a bus to Chinatown. I've been standing on Canal and Bowery. And she's standing next to me. You belong with me in my sweet heart. I belong with you. You belong with me in my sweet heart.
Absolutely. Okay, now we have a special treat in store for you next. Coming up, we have a special couple of guests that have come in named. Give me a second. This is coming up next is Dale Lund, and I don't want to say this wrong. So we're D.C. Whalen, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Excellent. You want to pass him the headphones there, Nyana?
Sure.
There we go. I think we're going to take an intro from Christopher. No, or are we going to go into a song here?
Let's do an intro.
Let's do an intro. What the heck? Just keep the ball rolling here. Need lots of time for that Deepak Chopra that's coming up later. So
yeah, we'll get that going for sure. All right, so D.C. Whalen has spent a lot of time on the road. Most of the time, traveling feels like a pilgrimage for D.C. because he is searching for a deeper relationship with God. So far, his search has led him to Mount Kailash in Tibet, home to Lord Shiva, the Hindu god of destruction. Amaranth Cave, the route of a famous pilgrimage performed by millions every year in Kashmir. Angkor Wat, an ancient 12th century temple in Cambodia. Lumpini in Nepal, birthplace of the Buddha. And Sarnath in India, where Buddha gave his first sermon, just to name a few. D.C. Whalen's journey eventually led him to experience the presence of Jesus in his life. He uses some techniques from insight meditation to calm down and invite the Spirit of the Lord to dwell in him for a time during silent prayer. D.C. says that sometimes he feels the presence of the Lord when he plays music as well, especially when the congregation sings along. The feeling can be very overwhelming. And Dale Lund was born into a creative family where jam sessions and art days were part of the fabric of their growing up. Faith in our one true creator is the weave that held it all together. He's been writing songs since his teens. Dale likes to tell stories in his songs, and in each story is a glimmer of the grace held out to us in all aspects of life. And he hopes as you listen, you will hear and see it. Together, their style is known as Roots Spirituals. DC and Dale draw their songs and inspiration from the work songs and hollers in the American Slave songbooks, trad folk, blues, and even R&B. The stories in the songs are like those in the Hebrew Bible when the Jews lived in exile in Egypt and Babylon. Today, many of us are feeling like we live in exile. This is not the place we are supposed to be. This is not how it's supposed to be. And we are also called to be ambassadors, telling people of the kingdom of the Lord. And that's why they play. Hope you like it.
Thanks, Chris. That was nice. That was a good intro. Yeah, we're going to kick off with a song that Dale wrote a few years ago when he was searching for something better than what he was getting. What's it about, Dale?
Well, this one, there was a verse in the Bible that says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." And, well, I kind of made a metaphor of that, called this one the hot dog man. But you'll see it's looking at comparisons, what this world has to offer and what God has to offer.
Okay, we're just going to restart. It's all good. We're doing a bit of on-the-spot adjustment here for the sound. Go ahead, guys.
I always was a hot dog man until I tasted steak. And then I was convinced my former love was just a fake. I had a toy piano that I played all night and day. Then I got a real one and I threw the old away. And when I used to spend my life in front of a TV, he said, "You don't know what you miss until you step outside and see." Well, come on, step outside, come on, take stride with me. You like what you see? My, my, he was right, bye-bye, I'm going to walk in the light. One day as I was walking down the street with open eyes, I came across a man who could see through my disguise. He asked me where I was going as he lay there in the gutter. As I tried to tell him, I heard somebody mutter, "Don't listen to him. He'll only take you away from me." I said, "You don't know what you miss until you step outside and see." Well, come on, step outside, come on, take a stride with me. Like what you see. My, my, he was right, bye-bye, I'm going to walk in the light. Thank you. a contented man, chained up in my cell. I got used to the darkness, got used to the smell. And one day the Lord of Light came and locked the key, unlocked the doors and broke my chains and said, come on, be free. Well, when I hesitated, it turned and said to me, you don't know what you miss until you step outside and see. Well, come on, step outside, come on, take a stride with me. You like what you see? My, my, he was right, bye-bye, I'm gonna walk in the light. Oh, yeah, come on, step outside, come on, take a stride with me, like it's see. My, my, he was right, bye-bye, I'm gonna walk in the light.
A stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Thursday, November 10th, come out for a night ranging from pensive reflection to cacophonous beauty at the Emerald Cabaret. Off of the recent release of her album Objet A, Victoria's Old Girl joins locals Ichuda and Failing. Tickets are $7 at the door.
Your cell phone already has an FM receiver chip installed in it, but major Canadian telecommunication and mobile companies have blocked access to this free system to listen to the radio in favor of charging for data streaming. With access to the FM chip, your phone can still receive broadcasts and updates during an emergency, even if the cell towers are down. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
We're back on The Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM and live streamed on CITR.ca. And we have DC Whalen and Dale Lund in the house. How's it going, guys?
Good. All right. Because we're housing.
All right. That was pretty cool. So we were talking about the Deepak Chopra random quote generator. I thought maybe we'd throw one of those out. It says here on the website, It has been said by some that the thoughts and tweets of Deepak Chopra are indistinguishable from a set of profound-sounding words put together in a random order. So you can just click a button and get random.
Can you tell people how to find this? What's it called?
WisdomofChopra.com.
WisdomofChopra.com. Generate your own wise quote.
All right, ready? Drum roll, please. Innocence. Innocence is at the heart of intricate potentiality. So if you got something to say about this, feel free to call in. The number is 604-822-2487. We'll try to figure out how
now,
the phone works.
We also have Christopher is doing the show in definitely a stronger tone of a format than I've ever done it before, and he has a lot to say about a lot of things, and we want to hear your opinion about this. You know, especially on all of the like the intro and that type of thing. So if anybody wants to, we really welcome people to phone in and give us a call. The phone number is
604-822-CITR. That's 2487.
604-822-2487. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. We'll be standing by on the lines. Also, okay, so what are we doing next?
I think we're going to hear another song from these guys. Now, Denis, DC, you've done a lot of world traveling, yeah?
Yeah, been around.
And you mentioned you might be able to kind of take us on a journey of your journeys as we went song from song to song.
Oh, sure. Sure, my pleasure, yeah. Well, maybe I could just start with, you know, some of the places, you know, if you're sitting in front of your internet or you got Google and you want to look this up, Kailash, Mount Kailash, which is a mountain out in eastern Tibet. K-A-I-L-A-S-H. And it's a holy site to three of the main religions of Tibet, which is Hinduism, Buddhism, and the original Bon religion. So Boydie and I, my friend David and I went out there a few years ago. It was quite the pilgrimage. It's a six-day walk around the mountain. And it's pretty high up. Millions of people have done it, and it's a pilgrimage is an experience, and it's a lot of, you'll notice a lot of our songs are about travel and about pilgrimages. And so this next song is about walking. You'll see a lot of our songs are about walking and traveling, and the spiritual experience that a journey can be, and very transformative. So here's one, a little tongue-in-cheek, but it's still a pretty cool song, I think. Dale wrote it. Here we go.
You can walk on the moon, far above the earth, and you can walk to the bank, see how much you're worth. But if you don't walk with the Lord, where are you walking to?
Where you walking? Where you walking?
Where you walking to? Fall in step with Jesus, he wants to walk with you. You can walk among the privileged, you can walk the walk of fame, you can walk where you want, make yourself a name. But if you don't walk with the Lord, where are you walking to?
Where you walking? Where you walking?
Where you walking to? Fall in step with Jesus, he wants to walk with you. Well, you can walk with each other, walking hand in hand. You can walk for unity across this big old land. But if you don't walk with the Lord, where are you walking to?
Where you walking? Where you walking?
Where you walking to? Fall in step with Jesus, he wants to walk with you. Searching for yourself, well, you can walk every day in search of perfect health. But if you don't walk with the Lord, where are you walking to?
Where you walking? Where you walking? Where you walking to?
Fall in step with Jesus, he wants to walk with you. Can walk
why you can walk in your ignorance, never asking why. But if you don't walk with the Lord, where are you walking to?
Where you walking? Where you walking? Where you walking to?
Fall in step with Jesus. He wants to walk with. Fall in step with Jesus. With you.
All right. That was DC Whalen and Dale Lund on the Medicine Show with Thomas Beckman playing the viola.
Yeah.
All right, all right, all right. You guys got another song we can pretty much go right into?
You want to do Friday Morning?
Friday Morning. Now,
Friday
this.
Morning. Now, irony in this song.
We were talking about this yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I looked up the lyrics.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people feel the way this song is written.
Yeah, if you're angry, this song's for you.
I know it sounds like you can hear yourself, but you really can't.
If you're angry, this song's for you.
I'm angry.
You're angry. If you're angry. If you're angry at God, because of suffering that you might have been through, or if you're angry at God for suffering that you see other people are enduring, then you should listen to this song. Now, there's a lot of irony in this song, so I hope it doesn't pass you by. But definitely a topic for discussion. This song's called Friday Morning.
All right, on the Medicine Show.
Is this one of yours?
This song is actually by a pretty famous writer named Sidney Carter. Sidney Carter was
any relation to Carter sisters or anything?
No, he's from UK. Sidney's from the UK, and he wrote this song a few years ago, before he passed away. "'Twas on a Friday morning when they took me from the cell, and I saw they had a carpenter to crucify as well. Well, you can blame it on the pilot, you can blame it on the Jews, you can blame it on the devil, but it's God that I accuse. 'Cause it's God they ought to crucify instead of you and me. I said that to the carpenter hanging on the tree. Well, you can blame it on to Adam. You can blame it on to Eve. You can blame it on the apple. But that I can't believe. 'Cause it was God that made the devil, the woman and the man. And it wouldn't be an apple if it wasn't in the plan. So it's God they ought to crucify instead of you and me. I said that to the carpenter hanging on the tree. No, Barabbas was a killer, and they let Barabbas go. And you're being crucified for nothing that I know. Well, God, he's up in heaven, and he doesn't do a thing. And there's a million angels watching, and they never move a wing. So it's God they ought to crucify instead of you and me. I said that to the carpenter that was hanging on the tree. So to hell with Jehovah, to the carpenter I said, I wish that a carpenter had made the world instead. Goodbye and good luck to you. Our ways will soon divide. Remember me tomorrow, the man who hung by your side. 'Cause it's God they ought to crucify instead of you and me. And they said that to the carpenter, just hanging on a tree.
All right.
DC Whalen. Request. Does this mean that Kelly, how you doing? DJ Ray, say hello to our audiences.
Hi, everybody.
All right, DJ Ray. Ray's coming in to close the door and cut us off here. Are we being too loud in here, playing the good old music?
It's getting hot in here.
You know,
just a little bit more. There we go.
Okay, so I got a question. So, in all of your travels, you know, from your perceptions. And you're what you've learned. A lot of people talk about how a lot of the different religions and spiritual teachings and beliefs have certain running themes that seem to be similar. Like God is the concept of God is creative and good, and somehow you know these general ideas. Is there anything that you see that a lot of the religions seem to be conflicting and creating sort of using their teachings? Some people can use that against them to create wars and dissension. Is there anything you could say, like, see that are these people, that they have certain alignments that they could actually be agreeing on besides the basic factors?
That's a really good question. I ask myself that quite a lot. And, you know, having spent time in various countries with people of various religions, I've come to a couple of realizations that I would like to share with you tonight regarding this. And my respect for Buddhism, my respect for Hinduism is there. And I'm not pretending to be a theologian, but I will tell you about two experiences that I had while exploring Buddhism and exploring Hinduism. And I don't mean to short-circuit anybody who's listening out there. I don't mean to short-circuit your spiritual path that you are on, because we are all on a journey. We're all on a spiritual path. But there were a couple of things that happened to me. One that I'll start off with happened to me in Kathmandu. In Kathmandu, I was staying with the sadhus there, the holy men, behind a temple called Pashupatinath, which is the Shiva temple, big Shiva temple in Kathmandu. And behind that temple are the burning ghats. And I'd been living with the sadhus there for several weeks. And they are very dour people. They're very, they don't wear much clothes. They cover with ash. They're not really happy, smiling kind of people. And I'd been there for a few weeks, and I was getting a little bit dour myself. And one morning, I woke up as is the custom in India, very very early, and I was walking across a stone bridge. And as I was walking across that bridge, a young girl of about 15 or 16 years old came skipping across the bridge, and the sun just happened to catch her beautiful sari, and she was singing Narayana, Narayana, which is a name for the creator, a name for God. And what I noticed was that God is joy. The first thing we have to remember about God and the love of God is it's bringing us joy. And this is often lost in our thrown out the term postmodern world. But we have to remember that He wants us to be joyful. He wants us to be happy. So that was kind of my first inclination that maybe I shouldn't be walking around half naked, covered in ash, and maybe I should go look out for that joy. So that was one of the first differences, I guess, of opinion that I had with the holy men. Then later on, and this pertains more to Buddhism than it does to Hinduism, but I was very, very serious about my enlightenment. And I was sitting, you know, living in the forest and sitting around 8-10 hours a day meditating, and I was reading a book called The Path of Purification. The Visuddhimagga was a very thick 2,000-page book, and this is all the stuff that you had to do in order to enter the stream just so you could start on the path. And I just sat there meditating day in and day out. And that's when I got a realization that, God, I can't do this on my own. I need a helper. I need somebody who is already perfect, who is already transcendental, who is already in touch with you to help me along. And those are the two things that really helped me. And it wasn't overnight. And I'm not pretending like this is any, you know, deep theology. I'm just telling you about my personal experience. Those two things, about the joy and about the help that Jesus can bring to you, is what is sustaining me now on this path as I continue to travel on. And so with that, if you don't mind, I'll just move on to another song, which kind of contradicts what I just said, because it's
stimulate the mind with a bit of contradiction. I love it.
It's called I want Jesus to Walk with Me.
A little cognitive dissonance never hurt anybody, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Be
minor,
right?
Do you need a pick or something?
Just give me a second.
Well, let's do a quick commercial. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Thursday, November 10th. Come out for a night ranging from pensive reflection to cacophonous beauty at the Emerald Cabaret. Off of the recent release of her album Objet A, Victoria's Old Girl joins locals Ichuda and Failing. Tickets are $7 at the door.
Having trouble finding affordable fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe located in the McMillan Building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
We're back in the Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, in Coast Salish Territory on Musqueam Land, live streamed on CITR.ca. DC Whalen and Dale Lund with I Want Jesus to Walk with Me.
I want Jesus to walk with me. I want Jesus to walk with me. All along my pilgrim journey. I want Jesus to walk with me. In my trials, Lord, walk with me. In my trials, Lord,
in my trials,
walk with me. When my strength is failing, walk with me. In my
There was some hints of some Tom Waits going on there.
Oh,
eh?
Yeah.
Has he covered that one?
No, but the next one we're doing, he's covered.
Nice.
Yeah.
So can you tell us more about these roots spirituals? Now,
oh, yeah, I can tell you the story. I can tell you the story. I love to tell stories about that stuff, yeah. You sure you want to hear it?
Well, you know, like a brief version. Yeah.
Well, here we go. The Reader's Digest, they wouldn't publish me. They wouldn't. I sent them a letter one time and then it came back. Oh, no.
Is that a true story?
No. You see, I feel called to this music. This is music that I listened to as a teen. You know, we were big into Sun House and Blind Willie McTell and Mississippi, John Hurt, all those songs that we listen to. And a lot of those songs, they got co-opted by the Civil Rights Movement. And we were talking about that a little while ago.
Yes.
And understandably so. You know, in the 60s, you would hear songs like We Shall Overcome, or songs like
I Shall Be Released.
We Shall Not Be Moved.
Slave Song.
We Shall Not Be Moved. And those were civil rights songs that kind of had to be scrubbed for them to fit, because they were originally church songs. They had God and Jesus in them. But when the civil rights got... So I started listening to those songs and... again, you know, a few years ago, I'm saying, wow, let's put the Jesus back in there. And then as I started looking at it, it was interesting that at the intro there you were talking about exile. Because I think we all feel that exile. We all feel like there's something here that's just not quite right. We don't quite fit. And so you can imagine that the black slaves that got brought from Africa by boat, they must have felt in exile. But also, when we read the Old Testament, we can see that the Jews, both in Egypt and Babylon, and several times throughout the Old Testament, they were often slaves, and they were often in exile. So that's what you'll notice about the songs that we play. They're often about exiles. If we ever had a band, I was thinking of calling it the Exilics. Nice. Because we are in exile, and if anybody out there is feeling that, and you know, as a musician, our job is to reflect the feelings of people and what the general culture is feeling, and get some traction there that way. So if you're feeling in exile, if you're feeling alone, if you're feeling angry, if you're feeling like there's something else, you're allowed. And that's what we try to express.
I think a lot of people in our city struggle with feeling like they're in exile. Social isolation is the number one problem, not poverty or homelessness. It's social isolation.
So I had another question about, you know, in your travels and different perspectives on religion, and somehow it seems that even the act of praying can be, you know, you can tell a people how to pray, but then there's like certain ways that people, like in your travels, you learn different forms of prayer. Do you have anything, did you notice culturally that the people here have been sort of guided into a specific type of worship where their prayer is a lot different and could be even, you know, they could learn something from other religions about prayer?
Yeah, that is something that we often hear. People in our culture often feel that prayer is about solicitation. It's about asking for things. It's about praying. Prayer, even the word now in our culture, in our language, it means, oh, I'm asking, I pray. It means I'm asking for something. But I'm not sure that that's the original meaning. And for myself, when I try to get into that space, I'm not even sure I still call it prayer. But when I get into that space, I prefer to listen and to see what it is that the Spirit can bring to me as a person, to the people that I'm with when we pray in a group, and feel the presence of God during the prayer, to be ready and open to His amazing gifts. He has incredible plans for us. Let me want what you want me to want. If that makes any sense. That's what we should be asking God. Like, I want what you want me, what you designed me to want. That's what I want. So that's a lot different than saying, you know, get me that job, get me that car, get me that promotion, whatever it is that people are doing in prayer.
So I looked up prayer on Google. And the most common, it says, first things that pop up, the most common prayer among Christians is the Lord's Prayer, which according to the gospel accounts is how Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Mm-hmm. Now, what I've learned about that is that Jesus is showing people how to turn their hearts toward God.
Right.
Not how to pray, like, not the words to say, not the procedure, not the, like, which action or verb it is that they're doing with God, but it's turning their hearts away from our natural tendency to exalt ourselves, build our own kingdoms, and rely on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Lord's Prayer, you have the opposite of those. You have, it's about your will, your name, your kingdom.
Right.
And I need help.
Right.
I need help with forgiveness. I need help being forgiven from you. I need the supernatural ability to forgive other people when I want to hate them. And
well, I was really digging on what you were saying. Like, totally. You know, man, like, okay, you were saying, like, about instead of asking, and, you know, it's like some sort of a petition, you know.
That's Jim Morrison's word, remember?
Petition the Lord with prayer. You have to petition the Lord with prayer.
There are ways that, I mean, if you think about it, even if you weren't religious and you weren't even spiritual, if you were, you know, asking to just be the best you that you can be, And that means respecting life itself and the love of life and appreciating it. So, you know, I would say that with, you know, with your travels, you must have seen things like this that has enlightened you to different ways of praying. Some people say it's like in the Bible where it talks about this guy, he's offered a kingdom and says, okay, God says, what do you want? And he goes, well, I want to be wise because I got to judge people. And God said, well, you didn't even ask for the gold. He goes, I like that, right? Mm-hmm. So Solomon. Right. And so I was like, that's really cool. If you actually just ask to be like humble and be a better person and to like to follow goodness and to have it in your heart, or like you said, make me so I want to be good. You know what I mean? That actually makes a lot of sense to me. And so that type of a perception, that's kind of what I was fishing for when I said these different religions, you know, they definitely have a different take, but sometimes they also teach us a different perspective on what we're being taught here at home.
But I think the mistake comes when we...
The mistake.
The error, the trap, the potential danger. We talk about this all the time when we're having our discussions, right, Jason? Potential danger is in exalting ourselves. The potential danger is making it about ourselves or bettering ourselves when it's about God, right?
Well, if you keep on praying in that way, you'll find your way to God. That's what I meant. You ask for goodness. You ask to be a better person.
But
that
there is
will
no,
lead you to that.
Well, there is no way to God, though. God's there. He's a person. So that's why I think prayer is communication with him, right? Like either you're listening or you're asking.
Mm-hmm.
You're turning your heart toward him, but you're acknowledging that he's there. And I think a lot of people who maybe they haven't prayed ever, or maybe they've been doing something that isn't working, start talking to God. Ask him to reveal himself to you, right? Like ask mm-hmm. him to give you wisdom, help him. Ask him to guide you to him. Right, because that's what I think prayer and spirituality is about. It's about God, right? It's not about us.
Dale wrote a good song about this. Well, it's actually not only his lyrics. Somebody else wrote the lyrics. But maybe you'll like this song because it's quite topical.
Yeah.
It's Psalm 139?
Yeah, taken from Psalm 139 and also another psalm. So I got to give the credit for the lyrics to King David. But I wrote it.
I'm sorry. Continue on with this one.
Okay.
I'm going to switch up.
So I'll take credit for the tune, but King David wrote the lyrics. All right.
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there be any hurtful way in me. Lead me in the everlasting way. Yes, lead me in the everlasting way. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there be any hurtful way in me. Lead me in the everlasting way. Yes, lead me in the everlasting way. Way, and let the morning bring me word of your unveiling love. For in you I put my trust. Show me the way I should go. For to you I lift up my soul. Lift up my soul. Yes, lift up my soul. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know
anxious thoughts. See it there be any hurtful way me. Lead me in the everlasting way. Yes, lead me in the everlasting way. And let the morning bring me word of your unfailing. Trust. Show me the way I should go. For to you I lift up my soul. I lift up my soul. Yes, I lift up my soul.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
We're back on the Medicine Show, and that was DC Whalen. And, well, Dale Lunn's version of a song from King David, a king from thousands of years ago. That's pretty epic. It was totally beautiful. Great moment here. Thomas on the viola. Ah, good stuff. All right, so where are you taking us next on our journey there at D.C.?
Well, there's a few places. We got a cool automotive number, if you like. If you like that kind of thing, we're gonna do.
I'm not sure what that kind of thing is. A car commercial song or
automotive numbers. I mean, I'm sure you know some of them.
Probably.
Like Mustang Sally. You ever heard that song? That's an automotive number.
So if it talks about cars.
Oh yeah. This okay. One talks about cars.
All right.
We're gonna do. We're gonna do it in G. I'm just gonna grab a harp.
And so, Nayana, maybe we should ask you a couple questions. We didn't get to talk much earlier.
It's dark.
So now that you're at Sarah McLachlan School, what kind of music are you learning to do? What kind of instruments are you learning?
I'm learning the bass guitar, piano, drum kit, djembe, and turntables.
Super cool. You having a lot of fun with that?
Yes.
Right on. Now, that Lumineer song, you're learning that at school right now, right?
Yes, in choir at school.
Now, is that Miss T?
Miss Pierce.
Miss Pierce. She's awesome, eh?
Yeah.
She seems to have really revolutionized your school, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Musically, really brought music there.
Yeah.
All the kids playing ukuleles and things.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. All right, well, let's get back to some more songs from you guys. This is going to be an automotive number.
Yeah.
DC Whalen.
Here we go.
Dale Lund on the Medicine Show.
Yeah. Jim? It's in G. It's easy. Don't let the devil ride. Down. Don't
let them flag you down. If he flags you down, you're gonna turn your soul around. Don't let him ride. Don't let him be your boss. I say don't let him be your boss. If you let him be your boss, your soul will be lost. Don't let him ride.
Now I know what you're talking about. All right, so where are we going next on our journeys here, DC? We've been up some mountains, driving in the car.
Well, one thing that you're guaranteed on a journey, on a pilgrimage, is that you're not coming back the same person. It's like, come as you are, leave different.
I like that.
So that's what this song's about. This tune's been covered by quite a few people. You might have heard it by the Staple Singers way back when they were still together. I know Aaron Neville had an album with this title, actually, about 4 or 5 years ago. And Tom Waits and John Hammond covered it about the same time. But the song's been around for a really, really long time. It's a traditional song, and it's titled I Know I've Been Changed. Played in D minor.
Sign my name. You know I
I've been changed. I know I've been changed. Angels in heaven gonna sign my name. You know I've been redeemed. Angels in heaven gonna sign my name. Wake me up in the midnight hour, I'll tell you just what I seen. Angels in heaven gonna sign my name. 'Cause you know I know I've been changed.
Klezmer feel, what you would do. That's awesome.
Right on. So, should we go back to this this random quote generator from Mr. Chopra?
Yes, there's another.
Okay, drum roll, please. The ego meditates on the barrier of creativity.
Ego meditates
on the barrier of creativity. Chew on that one for a while. It's pretty, it's
the depth.
I think our national hero of the day, Gord Downie, he would say that's so deep it's meaningless.
Ah, yes. Can you give us another one, please?
Another one? Sure.
Generate another Deepak Chopra quote.
Quantum physics is inside species-specific bliss. I was waiting for the quantum physics to come up. I love that.
And yet it finds its way to the surface.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty amazed. I'm finally in a room where Richard Dawkins and Christians have something in common.
Have you seen that video where he takes on Chopra?
I think, yes, yeah.
And he just keeps, what's that called, where you just keep shifting the goalposts?
Mm-hmm.
And Dawkins is like,
pseudoscience.
So what do you mean by that? Well, it's quantum physics. No, what do you, okay, so like, how's it quantum physics? Mm-hmm. Well, it's like a metaphor.
Yeah.
Okay, how's it, what's the metaphor for? Well, it's like kind of like science. Mm-hmm. And he just keeps shifting the goalposts.
I think the thing that sort of personally upsets me about people like Deepak Chopra is the fact that he leverages all of this, you know, pseudoscience babble to get people to pay thousands and thousands of dollars to go sort of through these so-called healing workshops. You know, he's obviously a smart guy, but it seems to me like he's manipulating people at the same time.
Definitely.
With this stuff, you know, and it's, I don't know.
No,
that's a contradiction, isn't it? I mean, if you really are about spirituality and healing people, then why is it that you're making such a massive profit?
I don't know. Profit's not great. Sometimes it has to be made. You have to make money sometimes.
I'm not saying that profit is evil, but preying off that, you know, sort of
profits for profits.
Yeah, I mean, like, either you really want to heal people, or you want to make a lot of money off of them.
And big profits for false profits. Yeah, like, to me, the problem, like, if his seminars were worth that much somehow, and maybe the money went somewhere good, or even just it went to the center and the center was worth it, mm-hmm. that could be okay. To me, the problem is what he teaches. It's like, it's nonsense, and he's got millions of people eating out of his hands. Mm-hmm. And he's discipling a whole new generation of these false teachers, along with this mass-marketed spirituality through yeah. Oprah's machine. And people buy it hook, line, and sinker.
Do you think he, I mean, I suppose there would be a lot of people that would sort of disagree with that sentiment, but do you think he is purposely trying to manipulate people?
I don't know.
Do you think he believes what he teaches?
I was having this conversation with a friend literally on the way here, and he was like, hey, you're judging him. I'm like, I'm not judging him. I don't know what's going on in his heart and his mind. That's between him and God. Mm-hmm. But I do know what he's teaching, and it's not right. So based on that, that's
very terrible. Difficult to apply that, though, isn't it? It's very difficult to know. I mean, if somebody believes in their heart something, and I feel personally that religion often encourages us to tap into what it is that what we hear, what we feel within our deepest realms. And if somebody is hearing something that we disagree with, it is very difficult to take that stand, to know, you know what I mean? It seems to be a very personal, subjective choice that you make, and how you determine the merits of somebody's convictions with what they're hearing or what they're feeling is a very difficult call to make. I think that's one of the great questions of the time we live in right now.
I think, and what we can do with our time right now is we can look at history, because those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it. Mm-hmm. And we have major doctrinal heresies all throughout history where we've gone off the rails. Just like in a logical fallacy, for example, right? Like, we go off the rails in our thinking, and then if we study thinking, we can help each other stay on the rails of thinking. And we can still disagree, and we can still have experiences that transcend reason, mm-hmm. but that don't violate it. But when you have Chopra, he's violating reason all over the place, in my opinion. He's doing all sorts of manipulative techniques, whether he knows it or not, mm-hmm. to convince himself, maybe, or just other people who are listening to him, that what he's doing is valid and full of truth.
But how do you distinguish him then from every other spiritual teacher who has their own specific brand of spirituality or religion? How do you make that, how do you distinguish one from another? Because a lot of them do seem to have very distinctive language that they employ, or a very specific philosophy that they would teach. It's very difficult to be able to sort of say, well, he's wrong, but she's right. You know what I mean? How do you distinguish those?
Well, there has to be authority on truth somewhere, mm-hmm. or we can't.
But then how do you make allowances for differences in opinion? If there is only one right way, then how can you have a variety of opinion? How can you possibly disagree with somebody when you paint truth in black and white? I mean, you know, obviously logic, something is either correct or it's not. But when we start entering the realms of philosophy, I believe one of the things that makes civilization great and interesting is the variety and differences in how one sees life, the meaning of life, the value of life. So long as you, of course, observe and respect people's boundaries, and you don't deal harm to other people, and you respect people, you know, you don't damage people.
Sure. I think there's some things that are preference, and I think some things are black and white. Like, there was a guy who was asked, he was basically making the case for how morality is a preference. And then the interviewer said, well, in some cultures they eat their neighbors, and in some cultures they love their neighbors. Which do you prefer? Mm-hmm. And like, the point is, like, if I punch you in the nose and take your wallet, that's wrong.
Yeah. At the same time, I mean, it's difficult. Even if you look at the holy books, if you look at the Bible, you look at the Quran, there are instances where, you know, there is rape and there is murder and slavery that has been endorsed by God. So it's very difficult. One has to interpret these things in such a way in order to get, you know, whatever is the highest truth. But you know what I mean? It's like you find yourself in a position where you're cherry picking.
Well, I'd like to bring this back to kind of our theme for tonight, mm-hmm. if I could.
Please do.
And it's that I don't think that anybody here wants to say that we possess truth, that we own truth. But I feel that I am searching for truth. Mm-hmm. And so that is really the key here, mm-hmm. is not to stand on your soapbox and say, I possess the truth.
Right.
But that I am actually on that path, on that pilgrimage that takes me in that direction.
And anytime somebody stands on that soapbox and says, listen to me, pay me 1,000, pay me 10,000 or 100,000 because I have the answer, that's when you got to raise your suspicions.
Well, again, right? You know, and to give Mr. Chopra the benefit of the doubt, I just like to raise Ramakrishna, if you remember. He was raised as a boy, told that he was God. Mm-hmm. And he was convinced that he was. And then one day, Krishnamurti, and one day he just got up in front of all his disciples and said, you know, everybody go home, I'm not God. And I freaked a lot of people out.
He said that.
Good for him. Actually, well, it took a long time. He was in his 20s or something by the time he figured it out. But he had been brainwashed as a kid. Yeah. You know? So, yeah. It's to be on the path to searching.
Yeah.
That is the key.
I mean, I'd agree. I definitely feel that the older I get, the more life seems to me that it really is about the constant search and the constant exploration. You know, I never just, yeah.
So, to the listeners out there on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, you have got several minutes left to call and give your opinion. We're going to do another song here.
We're going to do a short commercial first.
A short commercial. you can give us a call, 604-822-CITR, which is also 604-822-2487. Give us a call and let us know your opinion, or if you got a question, we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hold of some pigskin. This is my shimmering life prize. All I must do is create a diversion. What could distract people who love sports? Sports. 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 Sports.
Do you find sports distracting? Feel the need to chant sports for hours on end? Then come on by the CITR station at the new sub to get involved. We do play-by-play, color commentary, audio production, interviews, and so much more. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime. Across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
Every Friday night from 11 to 12:30, The Medicine Show is broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM from unceded territory of Musqueam land. Tune in next week on The Medicine Show. We'll have some more live music and hopefully some insight. I'm Christopher Heinemann with Jason Lawrence. Let's give thanks. Thank you to the Maker. Thank you to our guests, DC Whalen, Dale Lund, Thomas Beckman, and Niana Heinemann. Thanks to our families, our parents, our siblings, and to everyone listening out there in this beautiful city. Please let us know your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, and through our website, themedicineshow.ca. We're going to leave you with one more song from DC Whalen and Dale Lund.
And coming up next is the Late Night Show with DJ Ray. Next week on The Medicine Show, we're going to have Kaylin Sape, Yuka Nishioka, and hopefully Brandon Case will be with her. They're from the Roommates Band. See you all next week on The Medicine Show, and thank you, everybody. Love you all. Thank you.
when the wind is blowing in your face and the whole world is on your case. I could offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love. Evening shadows and the stars appear, and there's no one there to dry your tears. I could hold you for a million years to make you feel my love. I know you haven't made your mind up yet, never do you wrong. I knew it from the moment that we met. There's no doubt in my mind where you belong. I'd go hungry, I'd go black and blue, I'd go crawling down the avenue. There ain't nothing that I wouldn't do to make you feel my love. Your dreams come true. There ain't nothing that I wouldn't do. I walk to the ends of the earth for you to make you feel my love.
Waylon, Dale Lund on the Medicine Show.
Woohoo!
I'm out of here. Good night.
Something that would make you go. It's not the way you need to be when things change on a dime. Without a safety net, get set to let your potential show and be the best. There's a battle raging on, and it's out of hell. Just look behind you if you think and take it to your cast away. Once you fall out of line to blur your view, it's not just the words that you think, but the thoughts you say. Best ain't you.
tell. Is this decision right? This is your choice at last, longer than tonight. Is that the best when they say the die's been cast. Packing all the baggage, you're putting it away. It's always gonna be a part of you in case you need it on a
rainy
day.
Yes, you're tuning to CITR 101.9 FM. This is The Medicine Show. And that was The Medicine Show.
That was The Medicine Show. Thank you so much. Coming right up here is The Late Night Show with DJ Ry.
Yes, so stick around. We'll be right back.